Hi folks, Kelly Griner back with the simple melody for the Irish pub song of the day and the folk song of the week. I'm going to start out with the lyre. Those of you with the book, you're a little bit ahead of those that don't. Maybe, because sometimes the best way to learn is through your hearing, through watching. I always said try to stay with the first two frets, but in this one it's got a really fun little run. Second and fourth fret on the fourth string. Really simple, and if you notice folks and you go back and watch how I was singing and playing it, I did a couple different things while I was singing it. I was going singing right to laddie to relief. Throwing in those little things folks that don't take much except a couple can bring some excitement, especially if you've got a guitar player playing with you, or in my case an Irish bouzouki player or a fiddler playing with you. It sort of accents the notes. It accents the melody, it accents the fun. And I've got Danny Hines, who's one of the best freaking drummers I've ever seen. Why he always wants to play, I don't know, because the guy should be out touring somewhere. He'll hear me do something like that and he'll add flourishes then to the rest of the song. I don't have to do it anymore. He'll hear me do it once, he'll add that flourish and then I can come up with something else. That's the fun part about music. You sit there and go, right, no one you can tell a lie like me. You can search until you're tired, you won't find a bigger liar. I've been lying since the dawn of history. He'll add those. I don't have to do them. I can do other things. That's where the fun comes in. Anyway, let's go on, because I think you got it. I think you got it. Let's do Somewhere Over the Rainbow. I picked it not only just to annoy a certain couple people, hi Joe, but because it's got that same run in the beginning. Now we're going to do a run, a little slide, second to the fourth. So you got that same run that's in the lyre. I like going to that power D, basically a two finger D chord, not the full chord. I like going to that because I'm not really playing the whole thing, as you'll see. Let's do it again a little slower. Play that verse again. more time, super, super slow. If you notice, there's a couple times on that C chord, you can go pull off, and it just sounds great. That's all there is to it. I know you can do it. Try it. Let me know what you think. Be back tomorrow. Accompaniment for the Irish Pub Song of the Day. Friday, accompaniment with Folk Song of the Week. Remember to stop by banjomania.net. Catch me at facebook.com/kelly.griner. You can get a hold of me through banjomania.net or through Facebook or through YouTube. It's usually faster to get through me. The email at banjomania.net. Have fun. Remember, sing, love, learn, do. Repeat, 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 repeat. See y'all next time.